The Ignorant Maestro: How Great Leaders Inspire Unpredictable Brilliance. The Power of Ignorance in Leadership. As a conductor, I've learned that choosing ignorance might seem like a terrible quality to exhibit in your workplace. You might think it's a sure path down the stairs and out the corporate door. But I invite you to stick with me and see how embracing ignorance can lead you upward. You'll understand why great leaders embrace ignorance and use it to elevate their people to new heights of achievement. For 20 years, I've been conducting orchestras around the world and teaching non-musicians how conducting really works. I've discovered that the conductor's art can help leaders in any field. The image of a conductor in front of an orchestra is an iconic symbol of leadership, but what does a true maestro actually do? If you think their primary job is making sure the musicians play the right notes, prepare to be surprised. Great conductors, like great leaders, know how to make room for the creativity and passion of their team members. They respect the gap between the baton and the instruments. They focus more on listening than on speaking. And most importantly, they embrace their own ignorance, knowing that others may have better ideas than they can imagine. The art of listening and creating space. Let's explore the nuances of leadership by looking at the distinctive styles of some world-famous conductors. Take Riccardo Muti, known for his commanding presence, or Arturo Toscanini, with his fatherly and passionate approach. Then there's the calm Richard Strauss, the guru-like Herbert von Karajan, and the dancing Carlos Kleber. Each of these conductors took different approaches to the age-old leadership dilemma: how to maximize both control and creative freedom at the same time. But perhaps the most inspiring example is Leonard Bernstein, the master of dialogue. Bernstein understood that true leadership isn't about imposing your vision on your people. Instead, it's about creating a space where creativity can flourish. He knew how to step back and let the orchestra shine, intervening only when necessary to guide the overall direction of the performance. This approach to leadership is like embracing a kind of willful ignorance. It's not about pretending you don't know things, but about being open to new possibilities and interpretations. It's about recognizing that your team members may have insights and abilities that you don't, and creating an environment where those talents can emerge. The gap between the baton and the instruments. One of the most crucial concepts in conducting and in leadership is understanding the importance of the gap. In an orchestra, there's a physical gap between the conductor's baton and the musician's instruments. This gap is where the magic happens. It's the space where interpretation, creativity, and collaboration occur. As leaders, we need to respect and nurture this gap. If we try to close it completely, to control every aspect of our team's work, we stifle creativity and innovation. But if we make the gap too wide, if we provide no direction at all, we risk chaos and confusion. The art of leadership, like the art of conducting, lies in finding the right balance. We need to provide enough structure and direction for our team members that they feel supported and guided. But we also need to give them enough freedom to interpret, to innovate, and to bring their own unique talents to bear on the challenges we face. Embracing failure and unpredictability. In my years of conducting and teaching leadership, I've come to appreciate the value of unpredictability. In music, as in business, some of the most brilliant moments come when things don't go exactly as planned. A slight deviation from the score, an unexpected interpretation by a musician, can lead to moments of transcendent beauty. The same is true in the business world. Some of the most innovative products and services have come from mistakes, from people trying things that shouldn't work. As leaders, our job is not to prevent these deviations, but to create an environment where they can happen safely, and where we can recognize and capitalize on the brilliant accidents when they occur. This means embracing a certain level of failure. Not every experiment will succeed, not every deviation will lead to brilliance. But if we create a culture where people feel safe to try new things, to push boundaries, we increase our chances of stumbling upon those game-changing innovations. The power of dialogue and collaboration. Finally, let's talk about the importance of dialogue in leadership. The best conductors, like the best leaders, don't just give orders. They engage in a constant dialogue with their team. They listen as much as they speak, and they're always ready to adjust their approach based on what they hear. This dialogue isn't just about words. In an orchestra, it's about the subtle cues exchanged between conductor and musicians, the shared understanding that develops over time. In a business setting, it might be about body language, tone of voice, or the unspoken dynamics of a team meeting. As leaders, we need to be attuned to all these forms of communication. We need to create an environment where people feel comfortable speaking up, sharing ideas, and even challenging our assumptions. This kind of open, collaborative atmosphere is where true innovation happens. In conclusion, the art of leadership, like the art of conducting, is about much more than just giving orders or sticking to a predetermined plan. It's about creating a space where brilliance can emerge, where team members feel empowered to contribute their best ideas and efforts. It's about embracing our own ignorance, recognizing that we don't have all the answers, and being open to the unexpected brilliance that can come from our team. So I encourage you, as a leader, to step onto your podium with humility and openness. Wave your baton not as a tool of control, but as an invitation to create something beautiful together. Embrace the gap, listen deeply, and be ready for the unpredictable brilliance that your team can produce. That's how you can become a true maestro of leadership.